Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning to you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Nagel, and for all of you coming worldwide. We do honor the Lord first, and we do respect and honor you also. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. This is the line where people come together from all over the world, regardless of church affiliation or denomination, or background or economic strata, or any type of thing that may keep God's people apart. I want to let you know that God's people are coming together. We're coming together to pray, and we're coming together to pray. So, like we did here at Amazing Grace the other day, on the 17th, we came together to praise him, and we came together to pray. It was an honor, what a wonderful privilege to see God's people coming together as never before. God filled the house, and we had just a glorious, glorious, glorious time. I want to let you know that we do praise the Lord every day on this prayer line, and we do try to give God each night on the block, I will try to send up at least 1,000 individual thank yous. And worldwide, close to 4 billion praises are going up. We just will pray for you and ask God's blessing on you. Amen. Receive this prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we honor you, praise you, and appreciate you. You're so ultra awesome, so ultra esteemable, so ultra phenomenal. You are our love and joy, hope and peace, our shepherd, our leader, and our guide. Thank you for being the life and our travel, turning our fire burning. Thank you for being security. And for being our favor, our protecting hand, and everything I can name about you is so good. Thank you, because everything good coming from you. Oh, God, we appreciate you and love you. Forgive us for anything we've done that may be offensive to you in any way. Bless us, Lord. Forgive all sin on the line for any person, and let the anointing come and glorify God in Jesus' name. We ask that you would bless every person, bless these families. Oh God, I pray that you would bless them with health and strength. Bless them going out, they're coming in. Bless their finances. Oh God, bless them in a very special way. Lord, all persons on the line this morning who get up to honor you, bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We never doubt you, Lord, because we love too much about you. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden, like every heavy load. Thank you for joining me, Lord, bringing our soul for the peace and for the hope that you bring. Thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you are going to do, and for everything that you're doing right now. Our souls say yes to you. Our hearts and minds say yes. One of you, Lord, to take over the line and to do whatever you want to do. We give you the line, and we give you the love, and we give you the praise, and all the honor belongs to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. And for the glory of God, yes, probably. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. And God bless all of you all over the world. And all of you who are on the line. Thank you, Jesus. We have something. I need to speak to you first. Good morning to all of you. Are you still awake this morning? Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you. Let's speak to the Lord. Lord, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
morning, Lord.
And let's offer our praise unto Him. One of the things that we are missing is thank God to be able to move a place to someone that they would try and listen to what we see here. It's not just being an actual hour of praise. Because everybody, if they have common sense, really high. But see what level your praise is on. My level is high. I know God has done so many things. So I have a high level of praise. But unless you realize you don't have one, if you do realize, then you have a high level of praise. If God has been good to you, then open your mouth. Let the people hear you, but most of all, let the Lord hear. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you've been redeemed, you ought to do something. All right, let's do a praise check. You know what a praise check is? Have to open your mouth and praise. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your kindness.
Thank you.
Come on, praise check. Jesus, thank you for what you've done, Lord. Bless your holy name. We give you the glory. We give you adoration. Lord, we love you. We esteem you. We show you, God, brother. We lift you up. Thank you. Oh, God, for you please and oh, give thanks unto the Lord, God. For he is good and mercy and doing for the all forever. And Lord, let us be redeemed by the Lord's special. We do say so, and we give you praise. And thank you for in Jesus' mighty name. my help, and in verse 2 says, my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That's Psalms 141. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You gotta realize that your help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I'm gonna open it up and let you give your take on that, whatever the Lord.
This menu will repeat.
If you really look to the Lord, your help comes from the Lord, you ought to be able to say something. Amen. All right. Who can talk on that? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalm 121. The line is open to you. Who has a word on that? You will lift up your eyes to the hills, from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. All right, saints of God, the line is open to you. Anybody? Oh, Lord. Anybody got a word on that? Your help comes from the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Ambassador Hodge. And I just want to say that the scripture is that I can't be looking, I can't be running here and there, depending on my
which cometh my help. I need it in this weekend for sure. and he did not fail me. And he came through just as he always does. So I thank God for that. It was something I knew that in our own flesh we could not make it happen, and that is peace. So when we petition the Lord for peace as a family this weekend, God came through for us. He's the one that gave us peace, and I'm so thankful.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right, anybody else? We'll talk on that.
Good morning, Chief. I'm asking. God bless you. God bless First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. God bless our Chief Ambassador, Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson, and God bless Mother Johnson. And thank God for Mother Johnson being on here last week, sharing all those words of wisdom and understanding with us. That God has taken her through. And just even to hear her voice, knowing that that's what took her to the place that where she is now. Looking to the hills from whence cometh her help. And we know that we want to make it, and everybody on here continuously say, we want to be like Mother Johnson. We want to make it to where Mother Johnson is. But Mother Johnson will speak up, and she lets you know that she had to look the heels for what coming to hell. You couldn't look to the person beside you. You couldn't look to your friend. You couldn't look to your neighbor. You couldn't look sometimes to your spouse, because there were some things that we needed that friends couldn't bless us with. Friends couldn't do. Neighbors couldn't give us. But we had to seek heaven. And God know that the heels are in the heavenly places, in the atmosphere up there, in the realm of the spirit, where there is where God dwells. He dwells in the mountains of Zion. And we know that whenever we need help, we have to seek God and seek him in the secret places, in the high places, because that's where God is. That's where our help comes from. Come from the Lord. And the help that you would get down here is not always the help you need. It's sometimes hurtful and harmful, some of the help that we get from each other down here on this earth. So that is why we look to the hills, and that's why David said, I look to the hills. Because when he found out he couldn't depend on friends, neighbors, mother, father, he had to look to the hills. And that's such a wonderful scripture. I'll look to the hills for what cometh my help. My help comes from nobody but the Lord. God bless you. What a wonderful topic this morning. And I hope everyone just jump in there and give their comment, because we've all had to depend on the Lord. And that's what happens. We don't trust him enough. We don't depend on him. We don't talk about him enough. When we have the opportunity, we don't talk about it like we should. But we know that there are things that have taken place in our lives that nobody could do it but the Lord. Had not we looked to the hills, we would not have half the things we get. And that's to let you know that can't nobody do you like Jesus. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessed day.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor Pfeiffer. God bless you. All right, anybody else want to have a word there?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, and to your wonderful family and everyone, all the people of God on the line today. I'm calling from Georgia, and I thank and praise God for a powerful topic. I will lift up my eyes and look to the hills from whence cometh my help. When you said that, God remind me of trusting in him. Like Brother David said, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, because all those things are fallen, but those that trust in God shall be uplifted along with God. So I thank and praise in God for that, all our help, all our strength. When we rose this morning by the blood of Jesus, it was God that woke us up this morning. Praise God, it was not man, it was not our alarm clock, but it was him. So we must look to the hills, because it's the higher power, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we must look to the hills from whence cometh our help. And I just thank and praise God today for that. It is the most powerful scripture. It's one of the powerful scripture of God. And I thank and praise God for everyone on the line. And have a wonderful day.
Beautiful, and thank you so much. All right, the line's still open.
God bless you, Chief. This is Ambassador Death, and I hope you can hear me. I'm not really in a good place, but I definitely want to see if I can get in here. And I have enjoyed what I've heard. I'm just not in a place where I can talk without noise and distraction. But glory to God. I'm going to focus on that and share somewhat of a testimony of looking to the hills. Because every time I find myself in a situation that I can't handle, the God that's more than enough has been my strength, has been my source. He's been my way in, over, out, and around. Looking to Jesus, and I heard one of the mothers quote one of my favorite scriptures, looking to Jesus. When you're looking up, you don't have time to be focused on the distractions and everything else that is going on around you. You've got to look to Jesus, who is the author, who is writing the script for your life. He knows the beginning and he knows the end. He wants us to keep our eyes on him. And I'm reminded that the word says, in the times of trouble, he shall hide me. He didn't say that the adversities wouldn't come, that the distractions, the afflictions, the infirmities, the sickness, the wanting to give up, the wanting to throw in the towel wouldn't come. But he said, in the times of trouble, I will hide you. You just come on, let me put you in the cleft of a rock. Glory to God. But in the hiding place, you will find him. And it reminded me also, Chief, of the word of God when Paul was talking, when he was in all things but work together for the good. And sometimes we just quote that scripture, don't look at the background text of what was really happening in the place and the times. Even in our lives, when someone died, the first thing we'll say, all things will work together for the good. Revisit that sometimes. Sometimes we need to step back and study that text. For when I speak of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he has for me, my soul cries out and I look to the hills, glory to God. And then I begin to say, all things work together for the good. And we always think that the good is going to turn out to be some materialistic thing, something that we can passively touch. But we ever look at the next scripture that in him, everything you need, you're going to get to know him a little bit better, glory to God. And I don't want to get into all that and release it to something else, but I'm just so excited this morning because I am looking to the hill from which cometh my help, and I know my help is coming from the Lord this morning. And Jesus, bless you this morning, because I've already preached at 3 o'clock this morning to myself. I have to pack bone shift on the back, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Bible lets me know to bless not myself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. Because the devil didn't sleep last night either. He was plotting and planning. But I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, glory, glory.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. And that's the my, my, my. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, we have to look to the hills from which comes our help. Because the enemy will try to make you get it twisted.
Yes.
See, this is a day and time when man wants to be built up. So, and you got men who are trying to start churches where people worship them and think that they're in God. And they won't forget that he grace. Came on the scene and told the people that he would come and the people looking to him said he would never die. He could never die. But he died. And they still got followers all up there in California. You're looking unto him to get up.
But
he's still in the grave. Amen. I guess he doesn't have enough energy to get up. They're still looking at him. Come on, Daddy, get up. that I have. See, dead folk can't help you. No, no. Dead folks are just dead. And don't be looking to no grave talking about it. Help me. No, no. No. You have to help somebody who has that quickening power. And who has the power of the Lord. And he can help you. See, some of y'all going to the doctor, it's criminal. This criminality is y'all something. Amen. You've had the Lord to heal your body. You've had him to make a way for you out of no way. And nowadays, you get sick and the first person you call on is the doctor.
Come on, man.
They lost cases everywhere. In fact, the only way they basically know what to do is they've had guinea pigs and they lost them. And then they said, don't do it no more. Don't do it that way no more. That doesn't work. And they documented it in books and stuff and said, don't do it that way, because if you do it that way, they won't make it. So, but they lost cases everywhere. And still, if you get sick, you're still going to them. But the Lord is telling you, listen, what you have, I gave you, and I made you. But you know, I taught you. When you get sick, amen, instead of the first one saying, Dr. Jones, no, 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 no. Now, why don't you say Dr. Jesus? He's the only one who's never lost a case. Look for him, because you don't want to offend him. Amen, he's the one who healed you of tuberculosis. He's the one who healed your COPD. And then you get sick again, and the first one you call in is a medical doctor. Who healed you the first time? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you go to him first and ask the Lord to heal you? You may not have to go to the medical doctor. If you look to the Lord, they won't forget it. I had a member who was going in for a procedure and they had a lump or something, but they were going for a procedure. And somehow the Lord let me go out there. I met him there at the hospital where I was attending, and I prayed for him in the lobby and asked the Lord. I looked to him for the help. I asked the Lord to heal him. And I prayed and asked him to bless him, heal him. And the Holy Ghost gave it to me. I said, listen now, before you let him do that, before you let him cut you, have him to do another analysis, to do another x-ray on you. They went on me in and they did. And they took him into surgery. And their testimony is that when they went into surgery, they didn't find nothing. You know, the doctor said, I know. I saw it on the x-ray. I know it was there, but it's not there anymore. Well, see, they could have saved themselves from being cut if they had really just looked to the Lord in the first place and had that man examine them again. Then they would have known that the Lord, their help, had already been there. They already touched him and already made one. Don't be twisted. Look to the Lord for your help. He is the helper. This is the day and time, folks. I think maybe the American Idol, I'm going to find the American Idol. They can't do nothing for you. There's an example there in the Word of God. Elijah represented God, and I believe it was Ahab represented false help. This is the day when you have those antichrists talking about, look to me, look to me. I can help you. No, no, no. You better keep it on the up and up. All right, go ahead. You got a lot. All right, anybody else? And I'm talking about this morning because, see, most of the time you all have your mind focused on different surroundings. But I'm talking to people all over in India. You know they have multi-gods over there. They got so many gods they're trying to serve. They got cows. And then they call gods. White cow. Never forget when I went over there. And taxi cab driver was driving, and he was dodging the white cows. He'd see the white cow in the street, he would just go way around that white cow. And the people, when he would see them, they would be running from the taxi cab. He if they saw the cab coming, they'd start running everywhere and get across that street. Because they knew he wasn't going to stop, he wasn't going to slow down. He would keep going. I said to him, I said, listen, why is it that I see the people just running from the taxi cab and he's not even slowing down? You almost hit one of them. But White Towns, he stopped and go around them and slow down and go around them with so much respect. And he said, well, if I hit the people, they would do nothing to me because we have people who die on the time. And if I hit the people, they will do nothing. But if I hit the White Towns, the people will chase me down and chase my taxi cab down, and they will kill me. They will kill me. I said, well, listen. If you hit one of those White Cows, don't look in the back seats of me because I'm a big dog. Amen. But they have a whole lot of gods they call gods over there. And they look to these things, a White Cow. Now, he can't do nothing. They got it twisted. But let me say to y'all in India who are listening, let me tell you something. You better look to Jesus. You better look to the Lord for when it's coming to your help. Because a white cow can't do nothing for you, and the brown cow can't do nothing for you. Yeah. You know, all those fictitious gods that you think are gods, they can't help you. Look to Jehovah, the one God who made the heavens and the earth. He can help you. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to leave that alone. Anybody else want to say something before we go here? Before I change, I'm going to move something else. Look to the heels, so much going to help. Your help come from the Lord. Anybody else want to say something? All right, God bless you. God bless all of you. This is wonderful. Thank you for all your comments. I just really, really enjoyed everything that you all said. You bought it. Amen. God bless you. I want to open it up.
I didn't want the noise in the background on phones. I had to come off mute. I just want to say, too, in talking about this scripture, for opening this verse up to the world born in that scripture, the more people jump in there and talk about it, the more healing it brings to them and to their family and to their situation. We have to remember to talk about God when we have the chance, when we have an opportunity to say something about the Lord. Ambassador Spitz was started off by saying she wanted to share some personal testimony. And that's what we have realized. When these scriptures come up, that's when we have a chance to share some personal testimony. And we overcome by the testimony in the blood of the Lamb. And we should jump in there and let the world know what has taken place in our lives. My voice is gone because of preaching and two services on yesterday. But it's a blessing to be able to give God the glory on a Monday morning, knowing night long, but nobody can do it. And when we look at these scriptures, looking to the heels for what's coming to our help, that's to let you know that there is something that was taking place in your life that man could not do. And God would not share his glory with man. And whenever we get an opportunity to talk about the goodness of God, that's the time we should be jumping in there. And we wouldn't have a prayer request many times if we talk more about the goodness of God, the blessings of God, the miracles of God. God works miracles. Devil has worked a miracle. He's tried to destroy the miracle. And when we look to the hills and talk about what takes place up in the hills, up in the heaven, nobody can be credited for that, no secret places but God. And I just want to put that in there because it will bring healing to your body, to your situation, to your family, just to talk about the goodness of God and look into it. We can look hill. We had school with nobody around. When your phone go up, people become people. And that brings, the more I talk about, the more particularly God brings to my life, my family. And if a request, he already know that I'm looking to the hill. God bless you. What a wonderful one.
Thank you. Wonderful. God bless you. Somebody got a couple of lines open in the same room. You don't have two phones on in the same room that will cause a lot of feedback. Don't do that. Please don't. All right. Go ahead. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Ambassador. Chief Ambassador Lenore Johnson, Ambassador Betty Johnson, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Stan's daughter, Ambassador Gina, Mother Atlee Johnson, Ambassador Lacey, and Ambassador Jerry Hughes, all of you. I can't name y'all, so I won't start. I've got to cut off. But this is Millie Mays at 334. I am so glad and so blessed to get in with you this morning. A lot of times I'd be on mute because I'm in and out of my mother's room every 10 and 15 minutes. And the Lord has brought her a mighty long way. She turned 90 years old last week, and she is still on hospice, and the family is coming in and out, and she is so alert. I just thank God. I just thank you for keeping me and blessing me just to be here to help to give her my service. And I thank God for all of your prayers. And just keep me in your prayers. I haven't forgotten you. I'm always there listening, but I just, if he knows that, I have to put it on mute. So God bless all of you, and I love you. And have a good and blessed day and week, and always love all of you. Thank you.
All right, Sister Maynes, before you go, you opened up for those praise reports. Amen. Why don't you just stay there for another moment and receive some more, can you? Receive some more praise reports.
Can I give some more?
No, ask for others. That's called getting our praise reports. Okay, receiving our praise reports.
Yes, I will. This is Sister Lily Mays, I am going to follow the order as best as possible. This is praise report time. Is there anyone out there that the Lord's been good to? Done something? He's good to us all the time. We can't even breathe without him. We can't move without him. So we just got so much to be thankful and grateful for. So now at this time, if you have a praise report, please come.
Good morning. This is Debbie. And I just want to thank God for Women's Weekend. We had this past weekend, and it was all about a revival. We were in the war room, and God brought us through. He delivered, he saved, and he sanctified, and we just had a glorious time in God. And
I
want to wish everybody this morning a wonderful day.
Yes, Betty Johnson. She was over the Women's Weekend, and Sister Brittany Smith helping her. She did an outstanding job, as long as First Lady Master Betty Johnson did an outstanding job. We had such a wonderful revival. I thought it was just going to be the women's revival, but it turned out to be a revival for the whole church. Those women, oh my God, they were so off the chain. Off the chain. And I just want to thank God for what he did through that women's revival. People were shouting, running. Oh my God, delivered. And it was just glorious, glorious, glorious. So congratulations, Ambassador Lady Betty. And a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And God used you and all the others who work with you to bring revival to Amazing Grace. My God, listen, he had such a great time. Thank God. All right, back to you, Sister Mays. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Betty Johnson. I know you, all of you, always do a superb, a marvelous job. And thank God for blessing you to be able to do what you did yesterday. And is there anyone else with a praise report? You may come now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Lex Shelley Grant. First, I want to tell you, it's so good to hear your voice. And I just want to throw in my praise report real quick, just following late Betty. I thank God that you brought that a message this morning about Chief Johnson, because even as late Ambassador Stiff was talking out of Arkansas about 1237, God had me there reading at 4:30 this morning the same scripture about, do not worry about those. Our ways to the Lord. I just thank God for first prayer line. It's all lined up from 4:30 to 6:40 now. I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for me today. I am facing something, and I'm looking for God to turn it around. God bless you. Have a good day.
If you're facing something, hey, man, looking to hear someone
come
your help. Your help is
going to
come from the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Shelley Gray. That was a great praise report. Do we have anyone that would like to
God, my weekend began on Saturday with the young lady that